I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
It was an episode. I'm surprised you went that hard at the start of the intro.
I did it because I forgot to set a timer, and I thought if I made a loud noise, it would distract myself.
And I brought it up.
Yep, well, now my timer's out of sync with the recording.
No, it's great. We're doing great.
It was a heavy episode. I was very affected by this episode.
You were very affected by this episode, and we're going to get into it. You were Blow.
I am Blow, and you are...
Job. And this was Season 11, Episode 6 of Vanderpump. Which is Sword on the Gram, which...
Love it. Bit of a play on words, even though technically Graham, they changed his name to Hippie this episode, but...
Are they dead naming the dog now? Because the dog's name is now Hippie.
They are. They're dead naming the dog in the title of
Hippie.
The episode.
It's pretty fucked up.
So, yeah, fuck you, Vanderpump. Yeah. Think about that.
Lisa. You specifically.
Yeah.
So, let's just go through it, because I think we're going to probably sit in some spaces. So let's just start. So the first one,
they're in Lake Tahoe. The gang is in Lake Tahoe. It's fucking beautiful, by the way.
It's gorgeous.
They're experiencing things we as poor mortal humans will never experience, and we're ugly.
Unless you sign up to our Patreon, that doesn't exist.
And then it goes. Quiet aircon.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe.
Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery. Dude, I would fucking love to start a Kickstarter.
That actually should be our tiers.
Dude, can you imagine if it's like, you get enough money to turn into one of them? We have to choose a cast member.
Oh, God. Who would you turn into?
I think Sheena.
Yeah, nice. I think I'd try Schwartz.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'd probably be able to achieve Katie a bit more, I think.
I feel like I could... Like, I'm Brock-sized.
Yeah, you could do
but
a
Brock. I think my face, if it was really skinny, could hit Schwartz.
I think they would have to...
With enough money. Like, I'm going to be very clear. We're talking, like, millions. No, in fairness, I'm a Brock.
I think I'm up with Katie.
Yeah, I'm a very large man.
Which I love. I love. Katie's fucking gorgeous. They're all fucking gorgeous. But I have a real soft spot for Sheena. I've always thought Sheena's been really hot.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. So, Sandoval has a diary.
Which is great.
It is great. I stand that. I'm really here for that.
He's trying everything. I think it does anything with him? Is it no? But we paused the frame. We paused it to read the diary, which I thought was funny. We gave it a good pause and like read it.
Yeah,
he's got nice handwriting. It kind of reminds me of like, you know, when you're in year four. Today I went to the airport and everyone was nice to me.
No, I'm not here for this.
What?
I'm not standing this.
What?
We stand Sandoval writing in his diary.
I don't stand Sandoval really. Okay. So.
Well. I don't want to be part of this joke.
I think writing... Let me be clear.
Mm.
Having a journal and journaling your thoughts, amazing.
That's what year fours do. That's from Blow's mouth.
All right, moving on.
I think this is Sheena's episode.
Yeah, this was a hard episode. It was a hard episode to watch. It was a hard episode for me to watch.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is Sheena's. Because right throughout the episode, we're dealing with Sheena being torn between forgiving Sandoval and, you know... siding with Lala. Ariana,
yeah.
And she has that conversation throughout the episode. It even starts with having a chat with Lala.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the episode almost began and ended with her talking with Lala.
Yeah, which is quite nice.
And it's very hard. I think we do forget that Sheena was Tom's friend before Tom knew Ariana.
Yeah.
Like, they had been friends for years. And it also came out that Tom gave Sheena money, thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
during the pandemic, which is really beautiful, frankly.
Yeah.
And surprising. I would not expect that slimy worm to do shit like that.
You know what? No, because we've seen Sandoval be generous. I think, like, you know, James's engagement party.
Yeah, but he wanted to fuck Rachel.
He literally was letting him. I mean, I don't know about that at that point.
That's fair.
I don't know about that point. Mm. I mean, like, you know, I'm trying to think of any other things. Surely there's other moments. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, that came to mind. And also, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like that is the duality of men. I think that, like, you can... I think the scummiest way possible,
please,
I almost think, like,
scum it up.
Sending someone money is almost, like, the laziest way of, like, maintaining a friendship.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
No, explain. She had no money. She was probably stressed about bills and rent.
Yeah.
And he gave her money.
I should have been more clear.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened.
That specific situation, fine, but I think, like, you know, if someone's like, I'm struggling, and then someone just, like, gives you money, and they're like...
Sure, but that's not what happened.
Right. That's why I said, not the specific situation.
Why'd you bring it up? What's got up, though?
I don't know. I feel like everything I'm saying is getting, like, punted to the ground.
Well, stop saying stupid shit. And I'll stop punting to the fucking ground. Well, you know what? I'm just going to talk and you.
That's fine with
me. Let me.
It's too hot.
No. Okay, so coming up next.
Bro, if you're going to keep this bit up, you might as well go to the next talking point.
Okay, next talking point. Which is in my head.
They do a wellness circle. They have a meditation circle in the morning, yeah. Which was an incredibly hard thing for me to watch personally. It was incredibly hard to watch anyway. So
yeah. They all... You don't like meditating.
I don't like meditating. I don't like it. They kind of all pair off. So there's a group of three, Ali... James and Brock,
mm-hmm.
Lala and Schwartz, and Sheena and Sandoval.
And before we get into those meat and potatoes, I'm gonna get us to some questions.
Start the gravy.
Hell yeah. So Sheena, when Brock kind of arrives, says, oh, do you want to be in like a threesome with Sandoval and I? And obviously she's going, please fucking help me. There's a bunch of emotions.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling okay. And then Brock goes, no, I'm in this one. And then acting oblivious. And I wrote, like, Brock is being a fucking retard.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. Because in the talking head, he says, you know, like, I think that, like, there are things that they need to work out. And this is why I kind of stayed over here. Now, question time, though, is do you let a friend choose a point of discomfort or... do you kind of push them into it?
I feel like what Brock did was not great.
Yes.
Because he didn't have a conversation prior with Sheena. Mm-hmm. I think if he had said, I think it would be really good if you paired up with Sandoval, if you used that time this morning to chat to Sandoval. Instead, he was late to meditation and he was at golf all morning.
Yeah.
But if he had... previously spoken to her and been like, I think this is going to be a really good opportunity for you to work through your shit specifically with Sandoval.
Mm.
And then he pulled that kind of, or he just like, you know, pushed for that kind of moment. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, she would have been way more prepared. Perhaps mm-hmm. it would have been maybe a matter of him being like, well, she is incredibly fragile. A lot of things to preface what happened because mm-hmm. she said, join my group. He said no, which immediately is like, in her head, she's like, I'm being abandoned.
Mm.
And now I'm in this not great situation. Go on. And you, what do you think?
Oh,
what
do I think? I think it's a really hard one. And this is something I really struggle with. Is like, when do you, you know, you have these incredible people in your life and you're like, I know you can do this. You just need to believe in yourself.
Mm.
But I think ultimately I lay on, it needs to be their choice.
Yeah.
And it needs to, I think ultimately that's where I have landed. I think a lot of the time, but it's hard because, you know, we see everyone's kind of outside, but we don't see their inside.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard because you see these beautiful people. Like I see my beautiful friends being so amazing and creative.
Mm.
But then they're still struggling.
Mm.
And it's like, oh my God, why?
Yeah.
But the irony, and I love this saying, is like, when you're giving advice, a lot of the advice you give is what you would do in their shoes.
Yeah.
And I have to be really present to that and remember that. Like even you in role playing.
Yeah.
Like when you started, like I think from
my D&D role playing.
Yeah, D&D role playing. And like even today, right? Like we're role playing. We're now in the same group.
Yeah,
It's good shit. It's some good shit. And I was like, oh, it'd just be more convenient for me if I did it at home. And you're like, can you please come over? And in my head, I'm like, ugh, like why? Like you're so capable and you're so amazing. But then also understanding that actually, no, it has nothing to do with me. And you are asking a friend for emotional support.
Mm.
And that. And ironically enough, though, there'll be a moment where you're like, oh, you can do it at home. And that'll be, like, sad.
Yeah.
So then, like, the fucking irony of it all. But, like, yeah, I think it's one of the reasons I added in Question Time.
I had a great time. Just today, it was a lot of fun.
Dude, role playing is so much fun.
But I'm also happy that you got back into it, which is exciting for me as well.
And I got back into it because of you, ironically.
But this is the crazy thing. Speaking of like pushing friends out of their comfort zone, I really had to make peace. The DM that we currently are working with, he even gently said to me that I had to stop pushing you to play.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't understanding perhaps the seriousness of your emotional baggage around role playing.
I've had some bad experiences.
Yeah. And he was like, I think maybe it's time you just let your friend, the cat has entered the chat.
Yep, kitty cat.
Let your, you know, but you did it. We're back.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You didn't push me into it. And then you were just like, okay, that sucks, but I'm here. And then I was like, after a few days, I'm like, fuck, I just really enjoy this.
Well, you're like, great at it. It's so much fun. Yeah, like, I think, I think in my gut what really hurt the most is I knew it would be more fun if we were together. Like, it's something that I always wanted to do. And I was just like, but this is the thing. Like, in my head, I'm like, but you're good at it. Like, it would just be so easy for you to fucking do it. It's so hard for me. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
No, we are. That was beautiful. So, pretty much, let's paint a picture. Sheena is now back-to-back with Tom. And she is breaking down. She's not coping. All these emotions are coming up. Because ultimately, her friend of 15 years abandoned her. And ironically, weirdly enough, I think some of the unspoken stuff is paralleling what James said in the previous episode, which is, this is LA, and I really, everything is topsy-turvy. You were like the one, you're the one person in my life that I just knew I could rely on.
Yeah.
And you would always be my friend, and now we're here.
Yeah, and not only are they here, they are back-to-back, as one of the ex, they're touching back-to-back and having to sit and listen to each other's breathing and feel each other's breathing. Oh. And I can imagine. It is nothing more humanizing to then like feel someone's warmth and their breathing and like hear them and be reminded that
they're a person.
And you know, I got really choked up watching Sheena during this because there was a part of her that was still screaming to be protected.
Hmm.
You know, she was saying like, I have to hate this person.
Yeah.
And because how could he do this to me? And then they were asked, she said, turn and look at the person next to you and think, you know, what would happen if this is the last time I saw them.
Yeah.
And it was really emotional. Yeah. And the pain in Sheena's face was, I couldn't even.
Oh my God.
She had almost.
She aged a decade.
Yeah. But she was so hurt.
Yeah.
And
Sandoval, as you would be.
Yeah. And the thing that sucked is Sandoval kind of got there. But he didn't fucking really. Like, he still didn't take that moment.
No, he didn't get that.
Yeah.
He doesn't. This is the thing that fucking angers me. And I'm flip-flopping from what I said last episode.
Mm.
He just genuinely is not in a space to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He has to be fucking beaten there every time. Yeah. He had to be. We'll talk about this in a moment. But on the fucking boat.
Yeah.
With Lala. Like, he just genuinely isn't taking that account. He's found any way to weasel out. Of going, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Because he doesn't want to feel it.
But this is the thing. Like, I think he looked at Sheena. And to look at Sheena, even from this distance, of not being her friend, she's on a fucking TV screen. The pain in her face. And he saw that and was still like, you know, she said, like, how could you do this?
Well, he cried.
He did cry. But I think he was thinking of, like, the fact that this was the last time seeing her. And he thought about their friendship and, like, all of their good times.
Yeah.
But I think what he really needed to say was, like, I'm so sorry I jeopardized that. I'm so sorry that I ruined our friendship. Yeah. Or I altered it forever. Because that is the pain Sheena's holding.
Yeah.
He's not making any note of that. That is the real sadness in this.
And he's now sitting in this gross fucking space of, well, I did this thing that was a mistake and, like, stupid.
Yeah.
But you guys were on podcasts and shitting on me. Yeah. I wasn't doing malicious shit.
Yeah, we didn't do it maliciously.
You were doing malicious shit. And it's like,
he loves saying that what they did wasn't malicious.
Yeah.
But I almost wish that I was there because I'd be like, well, okay, it wasn't malicious, but it was selfish, it was deceptive, it was deviant, and it also, You took no one's feelings into consideration for one second when you did what you did. So what's worse?
Yeah.
Like, these people were responding out of hurt. You were responding out of complete... Lust. And utter carelessness.
Yeah.
You know, but that was a real... I actually got very emotional watching that scene with Sheena.
Yeah, it was fucking hard.
Yeah, I got really emotional. It was really... I think watching someone in that horrible place of being like, you know, I have to let go of this anger, but also, like, you're a human. You're just this fucked up, stupid human that did a shit thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was hard. I think the other hard thing that Sheena goes through is she actually calls Ariana and Katie.
She texts them first.
She texts them first. She has a moment where she just panic, where she's, like, feeling sympathy for Sandoval.
Yeah.
And she texts
And she's trying to, like, solidify her ego. Yeah. Like, not, like, ego in the negative sense. It's just trying to, like, find some stability and being like, I still love Sandoval.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to deal with that.
I mean, the sad thing is Sheena won't find a safe space in Ariana. Ariana's
or
too...
Katie.
They're too fucking mad. Yeah. And, you know, the worst for me was the phone call she had with them. They go on a gondola and Sheena is just... After the meditation, Sheena is fucked.
Yeah.
She is depleted emotionally. She is out of her mind. She's just so depressed.
Mm.
And she FaceTimes Ariana and is trying to explain the feeling she's going with. And Ariana's like, yeah, well, you know, Sandoval did this to you.
Yeah.
He put you in this position. And, you know, it was just one of those moments where I was like, Ariana, you're...
I can't blame Ariana here, though. She's 4 months out.
She is not ready to be navigating this.
She's not ready. But who 4 months out of being cheated on is ready to hear this, your friend saying, I don't know how to deal with the fact that the man who devastated your fucking existence was one of my best friends of 15 years, and I'm looking him in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm still seeing him there, and I can see that he knows he fucked up and he doesn't know how to deal with it.
And but Ariana isn't even at her soft stage yet.
No.
She is like, this is the problem with her. She is at her ripe anger stage. She is not even willing.
And the planet is fucking standing by her going, yes, queen, fuck him, which
but it's not healing.
Well, also, she's not ready to heal. No. She's at the, I'm going to count every fucking screw that I spent for in this house, and you are going to pay every fucking cent. I am going to carve meat out of you.
I think the sad thing is, you know, Ariana says things like, whoever is, you know, wanting to be his friend. And she says this weird, like, I don't want you to have a friend who wants you to behave.
Oh,
like this weird, like, confusing fucking mess. You know... She says, essentially, I can't have friends in my life that are friends with him.
And then says she's not doing any ultimatums. Yeah.
The sad thing is, you know, Sheena really has to take a moment and be like, Ariana, I have to work on my own shit around Sandoval, and it's actually different to your shit. It can't be lumped in with your shit. Like,
but the sad thing is the other sentence of that is, if that means you're not going to be friends with me, then I have to accept that journey.
Yes.
And, you know, like, as someone who went through that with you 4 years ago, I can only attest to how hard that was.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel so sorry for Sheena because I know how hard it is. But I think she's found Lala. And this is the thing I love about Lala.
Yeah.
Listeners, Lala, I'm not saying this is a flaw in you. It's not. It's really fascinating, and I wish I had it. But Lala is an anti-authoritarian.
Yeah.
So any type of authority, this is my perception of her at least, she will buck the authorities. So if society says yes, she goes no.
Yeah.
And you can rely on that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, everyone's gone, Ariana, yes.
Yeah.
And her brain goes, Ariana, no.
No.
I don't think it's even, like, that fucking shit.
I don't know if she's gone, no.
I don't know. I'm starting to see Lala getting fed up with, it's like, Ariana, I get it. This was shit.
That's what I feel she's doing. I think I still think she's sort of like, fuck Sandoval for what he did.
Yeah.
But also, girl, like, you've got to ease up on everyone
and
else.
And you've won.
Yeah.
Like, you won.
Like, I feel like watching Sheena, like, all of the things, the episode was tailed with a a conversation with Sheena and Lala in bed. But actually, before we go there, Lala had a massive fight with Sandoval this episode as well.
Yes.
Which was fucking massive.
So, which Brock had to mediate. Brock and Sheena had to mediate. So essentially, Lala says to Sandoval, you said that I was fake and not real the same day it came out that you cheated.
Yeah.
Paint me a fucking picture.
She was like, how could you do that?
Yeah.
That's what she asked him. And I think she was looking for some perspective that Sandoval was not capable of having. But she just wanted him to say, you know what? That is fucked up that I did that living the life I was living.
Yeah.
But instead he doubled down, which is what he...
Well, and he's like, well, you know, you for 6 years with Randall, we had to respect
it. Yeah, I only had 7 months of lying and betraying everyone in my life. It was one of those things where it was like, you know, Lala was like, this is it. This is exactly what I fucking remember. This is it. You are this person.
You
like,
are the dangerous person that we all think you are.
Yeah. It was just one of very... it was a very sad moment. And yes, like you said before, Tom had to get beaten down, just like, you know,
by Sheena and Brock. Yeah. Explain. But here's the fundamental problem. They had to break down
everything for
him. He's still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fundamentally, he's a piece of shit. And I think he's trying the piece of shit move to worm his way out of dealing with what he's done.
Well, he even had another fight with Brock in the fucking gondola thing.
Yeah, because it's that thing around what I was doing was stupid and misguided. Yeah. You were on podcast being malicious.
Yeah.
And he's using intent, which I fucking hate.
Yeah.
He's using intent as a way to get around actions.
Because I don't think he recognizes the harmfulness of his intent. It was, Brock even said to him, he was like, your girl put a restraining order on my wife,
bro. Yeah. And then Sandoval's like, because he hit her.
Because she punched her. Because she hit her, yeah. And which, you know, once again, we'll never know if that was the case or not, but also, like, we didn't see any fucking bruises on Raquel.
Yeah.
Rachel, whatever.
Rachel.
Look, a lot of moments in this episode show me that Tom is still not great.
No.
But I will say, I did feel for... He is having human emotions. They're just misguided human ones. He's just, like, sad that he's not in the A cast, I feel. And also, I felt for Sheena in this episode. But the episode was tailed with the chat with Sheena and Lala in the bed, which was another beautiful chat.
Yeah. And, you know, Lala saying that Ariana needs to pull her head in.
Yeah.
And it's like, once again, I understand what Lala's saying, but it's been 5 months.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the crew, maybe there's a bit of jealousy.
Yeah, perhaps. You know,
and I think, like, they're looking at Ariana's success and they're like, fucking, well, I want my partner to cheat on her. I don't think they're thinking that. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I also think that Lala has just done it. She was this scorned, jaded, harsh person for like 2 seasons. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
She's past that now. I think she's on the other end of it being like, Ariana, it's just not fucking, I know what you're thinking and it's not worth it and it's not helpful and it's dumb. And, you know, I think Sheena even saying like, I feel like when I talk to Ariana, she just dismisses my feelings.
Yeah.
But also... Sheena, Ariana doesn't know what to do with them. She's not ready to handle them.
Yeah, you're 5 months into a thing that'll happen in 2 years.
She has no perspective for you right now. I think, like, you know, if I was in Ariana's shoes and people were still hanging out with my ex who cheated on me, I'd be like, I probably would feel the same way. I'd probably be like, cool, well, we're not fucking hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not even being hyperbolic. I'm serious. Like, I would be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you anywhere near me because I don't want them anywhere near me, and now you've created this bridge.
Yeah. And I will say the weakest link has been Katie this episode.
Yeah.
Because when Katie is still egging on and trying to keep Ariana angry, Katie, babe, I love you. Go to a fucking therapist. You're still angry about Schwartz.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Katie's... Like, but I think, like, this is the thing. Katie doesn't need perspective right now because she's got the only person that she's in business with is Ariana.
Yeah.
That's all she needs. Who the fuck else does she care about ever? Like, truly. Like, no one in that group. Has she got any other alliances? Like, really?
No.
No.
I wonder if by the end of this season, those two are going to be on the out.
Because they're speedrunning that right now. I'm very curious about it. And also, their fucking interview process was dumb and their restaurant still isn't open and...
Yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit?
All right.
Anyway, how many scoops?
I'm going to give this one an 8.
Wow.
It really affected me.
Yeah, I'm a 7.5.
I'm going to give it to Sheena.
100%.
To Sheena.
Love vibes to Sheena. We love you.
All right. Let's get the fucking aircon back on. Yeah, we're putting the aircon back on. We love you. Bye.
Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater. Fuck you.